in Kuprinim ješ nazaj. Ne pa ti samo stanimo tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne ješ. Pa tam dol zagledam, zagledam Madonna eno šlo.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad, mlad in to je siv. Siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črni pa to ne. Prav tista prava volk. Krasno.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiju Študent.
Drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, lep dober večer. Današnji Zeitgeist namenjamo premikom v Turčiji. Vodstvo vlada se je odločila, da bo prihodno svojega mandata namenila reševanju dolgoletnih, skoraj stoletje trajajočim problemom, kar se tiče manjšine Kurde. Letos, na včerajšnji dan, se je zabeležila 25. obletnica prvega tako imenovanega terorističnega napada Kurdov na turške oblasti, s katerimi se je proslavila PKK in pa njen vodja Öcalan. Odločitev vlade, da odpre problematiko, ki se tiče Kurdov, sovpada z Öcalanovo napovedjo, da bo sam ta še zmeraj sedi v zaporu, oblikoval program, kako rešiti več desetletja trajajoče probleme med večino in manjšino v Turčiji, pa je vlada prehitela in sama napovedala reforme. Koliko so se spremenile zahteve PKK-ja in pa Öcalana, še zmeraj vodje tega gibanja za Kurde, nam bo povedal prvi sogovornik Rajid Duran. Ta je bil eden izmed tistih novinarjev, ki je pred desetletjem pristal v zaporu, zaradi tega, ker je objavil intervju z Öcalanom in ga med drugim imenoval turškega zapatisto ali pa turškega Garibaldija. Torej prvo zahteve PKK-ja, kakršne so danes napram preteklosti.
Of course, Öcalan and PKK have also changed in this last 10 years. The first and very important change is about the integrity of Turkey. Now, they never in this last, 10 years, I could say, since Öcalan is in jail, they do not want neither federation, neither autonomy in the Kurdish area. They are speaking, they are not also very clear. They do not have a very detailed and concrete project, but we can easily understand that they have changed from in this last 10 years. They are asking for a larger decentralization in the Kurdish area, much more power to the local authorities, include mayors and even governors. This was one of the main main difference between the Turkish army, or let's say Ankara and PKK. So they do not there is no revendication of independent Kurdish state or a federation. So they want to respect the Turkish constitution, which is an anti-democratic constitution. And they're also saying, Öcalan has been only saying that last Thursday, I think, that this constitution should be a much more democratic constitution. They are asking some democratic cultural rights which should be included in the constitution, like the official recognition of the Kurdish language, of the Kurdish literature, of the right to be the right to learn Kurdish as a mother tongue. About the methods of struggle, it is not very clear. And all the Ankara is essentially waiting for the Öcalan declaration about the arms. Because since today, they have been stated at least 6 or 7 times ceasefire, unilaterally. Will this time it will be again a ceasefire, it will be not very important for Ankara. Ankara is waiting for a kind of a surrender to leave completely the arms, because they think that the only way to have their rights, it's a political fight. But Kurds are saying that they do not have the rights of political arena. So one of the main problems will be also about the future, how PKK will continue his fight. Will it be again struggle, armed struggle, or a political struggle? This is not yet clear. We know that Öcalan is saying that I do not want to continue with armed struggle. This is clear, but he never said, or any other PKK leader never said, that they should definitively leave the arms. Which is the expectation of Ankara.
Naš drug sogovornik Emre Uzlu, ki je politični analitik v Turčiji za turška notranja vprašanja in Bližnji vzhod, meni, da je Erdoganova vlada prva, ki opušča zlorabo PKK-ja v svoje politične namene. Kaj so vse počeli doslej, nam bo povedal Uzlu sam.
Well, in last three decades, most of the government produced propaganda of saying that the PKK is a satellite organization of the outside forces. But in fact, there are some truth about it, because some governments from time to time try to penetrate into the PKK and try to use the PKK for their interests. There is no doubt about it that, for instance, Greek governments from time to time send their parliamentarians to Damascus, when Abdullah Öcalan was in Damascus, especially in early 90s, and tried to convince the PKK and Öcalan against Turkish interests. And in fact, this is true. But on the other hand, government also, Turkish government, I mean, also tried to draw a picture that the PKK is a complete satellite organization of the Western countries. In fact, this is not true. And within this dilemma, I think the AKP government is finally realized that without dealing with this question, Turkey is hijacked by its Kurdish question. Therefore, AKP government is trying to get rid of all old habits of the former government and start debating with new rhetoric and new tone. I think this is what is happening in these days, and we are optimistic about this process. Hi. نزامن قوتاي كين بقراني
توعدني Eden od glavnih argumentov, da so Kurdi prvorazredni državljani, je ta, ki ga promovira država. Eden izmed prejšnjih predsednikov Turčije je bil tudi sin kurdske mame in kar večje število javnih uslužbencev, tudi na zelo visokih mestih. V preteklosti je bilo rojenih v kurdskih družinah. Do katere mere pa to dejansko drži, nam bo še razložil Uzlu.
this is one of the major arguments that Turkish government is producing. But we need to differentiate between being a Kurdish citizen as a Kurd and being a first-class citizen as a Turkified Kurd. I think Turkish government has been so far is arguing that Kurds are first-class citizens because they are having or holding public offices in many institutions. So what we are witnessing right now is that Kurds would have their own Kurdish identity as a primary identity, and also have in a public offices. Turks, when they are arguing that Kurds are first-class citizens, were not aware that Kurds were being held in these offices not because of their Kurds, but as citizens who subdue their Kurdish identity. This is what I was trying to say.
Drugi argument, ki se ga rada poslužuje, oblast pa je tudi ta, da enači probleme Kurdov za preostalimi skupinami znotraj Turčije, da pa te niso nikdar posegle po orožju.
What Turks usually argue is that we are suffering too, but we do not, we haven't taken any, you know, arms on our hands. We do not use violence as a tactic to, you know, achieve our political goals. In fact, this is true. But this is just a mixing apples and oranges because Turkish people suffer and Kurdish suffer is somewhat different. Kurds are suffering because of their Kurdish identity. However, Turks are suffering because of their affiliation with some sort of political organization.
Rajab Duran pa bo razložil, kateri so ti faktori in razlogi, ki so pripeljali do nenadne vznesenosti vlade, da reši problem Kurdov.
Well, of course, for very long time, should I say since 25 or since 84, we were always talking about the Kurdish problem. But of course, a real definition of the Kurdish problem was never done, was never given. For a long time, for all the Turkish government since 25, Kurdish problem was a unilateral or unidimensional problem, which was a security problem. There were some armed people struggling on the mountains. That was all. So when the problem is only a security problem, that's by the army or by the police that you should fight this problem. It seems that now mainly the AKP government, the Islamist government, is beginning to understand that this is not only a security problem, that there is economical, social, ideological, cultural, and even political dimension of the Kurdish problem. So it's a multidimensional problem. And of course, this is not only the problem of Turkey, because as you know, Kurds are living in four other Middle Eastern countries, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. And of course, there is also a very big community, kind of diaspora, in Kurdish diaspora, in the European Union countries, especially in France, in Germany, and in Belgium. So now there are some essays to try to understand, to try to give a correct definition to the Kurdish problem. It could be a very long process, because now we are at the beginning. Again, the old reflexes are there. For instance, it is the Ministry of Interior who is responsible from the coordination of this project. And the first meeting with the journalists and the scholars about the Kurdish problem was organized in the police academy in Ankara. So this is a sign of the old reflex. This is not only the problem of the police, this is not only the problem of the security, but very probably by the time more and more people will understand this very complicated problem. Of course, there is the problem, or let's say there is the obstacle of the army, because the army was always against any kind of reform in the about the Kurdish problem. More or less, the army is, I can say, that is happy by the existence of the PKK, because without a fight against the PKK, what they call, what the army calls, separatist terrorism, the value of the army and the raison d'existence, raison d'être of the army will be not as high as today. And since today, so in this last week or 10 days, we didn't yet heard about the army. We do not know what the army is thinking about this opening. And very probably in the coming days or weeks, the army also have to declare, have to state his position about this problem. And everybody hopes that the army will be not a very big obstacle for the solution of this problem, because it's a really, there is also the human side of the problem. Only in this last 25 years, more than 40,000 people have been killed, Kurds and Turks, on the mountains because of this problem. So we need, I mean, Turkey needs a political and a peaceful solution of this problem.
Bija bilmaz bilmaz ravshe bilmaz ravshe bilmaz ravshe bilmaz dae rojak na bu rabne dera uan uan bunad roj Bija ravshe bilmaz dae rabne rojak na bu bunad uad roj Aklo ibne uad roj میشه روشه بیلماز بیلماز دایی اخ و بین آخر که عالمی دنه به همه جاری همه دم خوش بو والا یام نو روشه کتا ترسه بلرزه ربنه ایوی الو شما و تاریم اخ اخ و شما و تاریم خم وقت بیلماز 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 دایه بیلماز قصر آبی جنه کتیم روشه دایه لول بلفایم و ساری روشه گوران یا قصر آبی جنه کتیم بیلماز دایه بلفایم و ساری روشه گوران گود استه محمد آبش آبش ناوی منشل بو ویلا داره جان بیزاری لنوبته یاده پاش دیه واری روشه کوره رابه گوران وانی راب راب کلیبانی راب سرخو آقند گوره بکا قندره بدست گورانی وردام چین کوستانه لور بلکه سری آق بیلماز 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 دایه آق بیلماز دایه کانیاب جلی به مویاد ناگنی وی کفزه بیلماز دایه کانیاب جلی کتب روشه کوره ناگنی وی کفزه آق بیلماز دایه من گو بهنگی که محمد آمس فکی توت گوتا من شرین آق لون من گوتا تو چه شرین وی بله آق روشه کوره روشه بیلماز بیلماز دایه وی خم اخدا بیلماز بیلماز دایه بیلماز دایه بیلماز دایه بسوران آرگید به مویاد و بجوی و خینه روشی کوره بسوران آرگید کت میاد و بجوی و خینه اکراسه روشا بیلماز بیب کجو که یاده لول خامه شینه آه محمد آفزه دلال بلکنه برش مال عربی یاده رونه وشتینه اخلو بیلماز 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 دایم وای 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 Orda bilmaz dae rövşe dae ye vara Özde bir soran arangi kevten bilmaz dae vadi koe vare da Ne breke barzan ya vatu rabna khude lo lo elmin devre vile da Hirukane Mehmet Aviz girtu rabna khude Yete gal faqav durhul mil ayşe ki lo da bu vire da Rabna khude ve zed bejim khudra ka avlin lo mil ayşe ki vile da Ya postine faqav durhul mal girtu آخ مو شیخ دراف کتو لود ارده دم وای 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 آخ ده بیلماز دایه بیلماز بیلماز دایه انه بیلماز دایه قصرا بابه روشه بی مویاده لو 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 البرهایی ابلیره آخ روشه کوره قصرا بابه روشه بی مو لو البرهایی ابلیره آخ مره بابه روشا بیلماز ربنه وای دابوی وای وای بیره آخ روشه بیلماز ده روشا بیلماز سوار کن ربنا خوده بنا مال میره وای 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 وای
No, v prejšnjem vprašanju je Regi Duran probil definirati razsežnost kurdskega problema, ki se ga vlada pač ni še lotila. V naslednjem delu pa bo na nizu razloge, ki jih vidi, da je vlada sprejela sklep, da se treba lotiti kurdskega vprašanja.
Nobody knows yet what is exactly this opening, because they do not have, I'm speaking about the government, they do not have neither a project, neither a plan. The only thing that they have stated is that we want to solve this problem, which is, of course, something very positive. But from the other side, the PKK jailed leader, Abdullah Öcalan, has stated that on 15th of August, so last in his last 2 days, he will also stated his own roadmap, which was deleted now, which was very probably next week on 22nd of August, he will make from his side his statement and stated his project about the solution. The government was a little bit, let's say, surprised about Öcalan roadmap, and they wanted to shadow Öcalan's statement more or less. But there are also so many other dimensions. As you remember, AKP was relatively strong in the Kurdish area. But they lose on the last local election, so they need Kurdish support. They need Kurdish votes against the army, but also for their own power. Of course, there is the international dimension of the problem. American soldiers, American army will leave Iraq, and as we know, also northern Iraq. So there could be a problem over there. We know that Washington do not need any more trouble in this area. There is also this oil pipelines project on this very important geostrategical area. So I think that this is a common will. This problem is one of the, I mean, last problem was the Palestinian and Israeli problem, which was not solved on the earth. We have seen so many guerrilla movement who have been in Latin America or in other parts of the world, which was peacefully solved. And now the turn is on the Kurdish problem. So we have to wait and see, and I'm afraid that the waiting period will be a little bit longer than the others.
Aradachi bokani bichkolsa hol bangana aratirsekam kani arab malen vera.
Imre Uzlu pa nam bo povedal, do kakšnih pozitivnih sprememb je že prišlo. Nazadnje je Erdogan na svojem obisku v Kurdistanu, kot ga le redki Kurdi poimenujejo, Turki sploh ne, poimenoval eno mesto po kurdsko in s tem med bolj desnimi Turki vzneto velik opozicije.
Well, we should admit that since 2000, Turkey has been slowly implementing new, more democratic rules. For instance, last week, as the most recently, last week, Turkish President Abdullah Gül, when he was visiting the Kurdish region, and he called one town with its Kurdish name, and it sparked a major, major political debate inside Turkey, and Turkish nationalist parties harshly criticized Turkish government and the president on that front. But this was just a symbolic. This gesture came from the president, and I think it is a signal that this government is going to implement more democratic rules in sooner than later. And we are expecting, in fact, the Prime Minister Erdogan revealed that he wants to see some changes before the new year. So we have 3 to 4 months to wait this new rules and new change. We are not sure the substance of the change, but I think the more important thing here is that the political environment has been changing in this country. As people start talking Kurdish question freely, and people start arguing whether we should start negotiating with the Democratic Society Party and other Kurdish activists. I think this is what's happening, and this is more important than implementing few rules that would bring democratic governing in this system.
Duran je bil obsojen pred 10 leti zaradi svojega intervjuja z Öcalanom. Ob odhodu v zapor si je zaželel, da bo zadnji novinar, ki bo odšel v zapor zaradi svobode govora. Koliko se je situacija v teh 10 letih na tem področju v Turčiji spremenila in ali je bil res zadnji, ki je odšel v zapor?
Unfortunately not. I was not the last one, because I do remember that in these last 9 years, because that was in 99, or let's say 10 years, there have been unfortunately some other colleagues who have been in jail, who have been prosecuted for their ideas, for their journalistic job. But I should also say that things have been changed in Turkey on this topic. For instance, with a very concrete example of my interview, that if it will be published today, very probably there will be no problem about that. Because on the Kurdish problem, there have been a big progress, and I'm talking about not only on the political level, but on the judicial level also. Laws have been changed, and this is thanks to EU, European Union, but also to the fight of Turkish Democrats, leftists and liberals, who have made a great pressure to the government about not only freedom of the press, but about some other freedom. So things are better now, but if we should ask the question if it is really in a very satisfactory level, I should say no, because on the topic of freedom of expression, but also mainly on the problem of Kurdish rights, things are not in a satisfactory level. That's why the government is now trying to solve the problem, and nobody knows if they do have an idea, if they do have a project or a long-term plan about that. But in this last, let's say, week or 10 days, everybody is talking about this famous opening, Kurdish opening, as we say in Turkish, to find a solution to the to this problem, include the media.
Imre Uzlu nam bo pa še povedal, če ta bolj odkrit pogovor vpliva tudi na drugo temo, ignorirano strani turške javnosti in pa turške oblasti desetletja, vprašanje genocida nad Armenci.
Armenian genocide is total a different story here. And here in this country, Armenian, when you call something Armenian genocide, people feel that they are offended by this this term genocide. This is a totally different psychological mood that Turkish people have, because they firmly believe that they and their ancestors committed genocide. I think we should get ready for such a step, and I think the government, neither the government nor the public, is ready for that for such a step. However, having said that, Turkish government is trying to establish a better relations with Armenia, and probably sooner we will see that Armenian border may open, and it would normalize relations with Armenia. But genocide claim again is an issue that cannot be solved anytime sooner.
Ale gad le rabledi salem gomle ka khodi tal khrabastay gundina.
Toliko za danes. Naša sogovornika so bila Recep Duran, novinar, ki je bil pred desetletjem obsojen za svoje pisanje o kurdskem vprašanju. Drug sogovornik je bil analitik turških notranjih zadev, Emre Uzlu. Oba dva sta komentirala res velik dogodek za turško družbo, če bo se tudi realiziral še vprašanje, torej napoved vlade, da odpre in prične reševati kurdsko vprašanje. V podlagi pa smo poslušali kurdsko tradicionalno pesem, ljubezensko pesem iz Sulejmanije. Lep pozdrav, z vami sem bil Matej Jankovič.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, pa te samo ostanimo tiste dolge hodnike, ne? Tam dol so vrata, pa treba. Ne? In jaz pridem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna enošo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in tudi siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črn pa to ne, prav tista prava volka, krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiju Študent.